You're listening to the Simple Pen Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Simple Pen Podcast. I'm your host, Kate All. I'm the owner and founder of Simple Pen Media. We are a Pinterest marketing agency. We also have this podcast where we help you learn how to DIY your Pinterest marketing. Today, we're going to be covering a topic that in the last 7 years of this podcast, we've actually covered quite a bit, but I've been asked more recently on the topic of tracking. So this is how to grow your email list leveraging Pinterest. So what I'm going to do is lay out what we've done and then talk a little bit about some options we haven't tested yet, but we kind of hope to try soon. So hopefully that will like jog some creativity and some ideas for you as well. So to support the tactics in this episode, I want to highlight our Grow Your Email List workbook. We did sell something like this ages ago. It has had a full facelift and an update as to how we have done this exact thing of growing our email list using Pinterest. It's a comprehensive PDF with places for taking notes, and it covers the following: email list basics, what email service providers are out there and how you choose one, some writing topics, some lead magnet ideas, landing page ideas, how you can promote those, and some pinnable image options. So you'll want to find that by going to thesimplepinshop.com or just scrolling below in your podcast player. We're going to leave a link for it there. So if growing your email list using Pinterest is something you definitely want to dive into, this is going to go way deeper. I want to say it's like, I'm going to get it wrong, but it's around 30 pages or something like that. And you know what? Having just said that, I'm thinking, is it 30 pages? It is pretty extensive. Maybe not 30, but there is places for taking notes. So we've taken some screenshots too in there and showed exactly what we have done. So let's dive into today's topic along those lines, which is how to grow your email list using Pinterest. So I always want to start with this. Why an email list? Well, the biggest reason is you own it and no one can take it away. And I feel like that's a good enough reason, given how volatile our social media markets are. Now, this doesn't mean we don't leverage our social media channels or SEO or any of those things, but ultimately, you get to have a one-on-one conversation with your people through an email list where, you know, followers can't go away tomorrow or a platform can't be banned or whatever it is. So that's why we have an email list. Second, how to start it. So finding an email service provider in that workbook, we will list a lot of the options that are out there. ConvertKit is the one that we use, but there's ActiveCampaign, Flowdesk, MailChimp, and so many more. I want to say that the key to picking an email service provider is how easy it is for you to use, how it makes sense to your brain. I have been through 3 different email service providers until I finally settled on ConvertKit. And I've been with ConvertKit since 2016, actually. I also want to say this. Email service providers give people affiliate links. We are an affiliate for ConvertKit. So if somebody is saying, I use ConvertKit, you should use it too, like I am right now, ask them why. Ask them why it is that they use this particular platform. How does it make their life easier? Can it do the things that they want it to do, or are there limitations? I think it's really important to do that. Third, what in the world to write to the people on your list? Well, that's pretty personal, but I'll tell you what I did. I started with a weekly Pinterest newsletter that over the years has always been the same on Wednesdays at 5 a.m. However, the flow of the content and the template has changed over the years. We've played around with some different things. And those who are on our list have been great about giving feedback when they like something and when they don't like something. So the current format is our Pinterest Made Simple. And we link our podcast. Then we go into the top articles currently for Pinterest. And we gather these because we have someone on our team who does education. They drop an education doc every single Monday. with something that Pinterest is covering, kind of a deeper dive into it, and then a series of links as to the latest news with Pinterest. So that next section is that. And then we talk about our current YouTube video. And then I give a little snippet about our Pinterest marketing tip and then some resources that might either support the current topic or something we have going on. And that's it. And it is a lot of links. You know, some people will tell us, you know, it's really heavy with links. Absolutely. But if you are trying to stay up to date on all things Pinterest, set aside 20 minutes to read this and then you'll be pretty good to go. I read the weekly education every Monday morning before I write the email. I click on all the links, I scan them. It really does take me about 20 minutes. So the whole reason we did this was because in social media marketing world in 2016, Joe Polizzi, who runs The Tilt now, he also wrote a book, Content Inc. He talked about investing in your audience in a way that was consistent and you showed up at the same time every single week. And that content that you delivered to people really mattered to them. They started to depend on it. It didn't matter if you chose weekly. It didn't matter if you chose biweekly or monthly. You just needed to put it on the calendar and send your list something. And I would argue people don't send their lists enough emails, right? So let me pause here with that. Having just said, I don't think people send enough emails. I get the question sometimes from people that email is dead. People only use text. Last time I checked my email, which is my personal email almost every single day, sometimes I click on things and sometimes I don't. But I can tell you it keeps a brand top of mind, even if I archive them. Email is still important. I do understand that there's SMS messages from brands. You know, they want to alert you to a sale. There's all those kinds of things. But email allows you to connect with them further and even highlight sales. I still open my Nordstrom email. I open my content creators' inspirational pieces and my daily news email, and sometimes whatever my insurance agent sends out as updates. It's not dead. So if that's your pushback to you don't want to start an email list, then I need you to think about how the people in your audience can connect with you. And if you're saying it's just on social, I'm here to tell you that like that is flirting with disaster because you just don't know when that will go away. I have a close friend that I know in the industry, woke up one morning, couldn't log into Facebook, couldn't log into Instagram, and there was no way getting it back. It took them weeks and they had to find somebody in Meta. They had to do all these back channels and they didn't do anything wrong. Somebody had hacked their account, but they had 500,000 people all gone. So also, if you're listening right now and you are leveraging TikTok as your major growth platform, I think that's amazing. You need to move those people to a place where you can continue conversation with them. I know there's varying degrees of ideas about how long TikTok will be around in the US. I'm of the camp that I don't think it'll be here that long. I don't have it on my phone. My kids don't have it on their phones. My husband can't have it on his work phone. That's the deal, right? And I think we'll see as the government changes things that TikTok is moving. So yes, you might have 100,000 followers on Instagram or on TikTok. That's amazing. Move them to a place where you can keep up the connection with them. Okay. Rant over. Okay. Now that you have your email list provider, you know what you're going to write and how you're going to grow it. Let's get to the Pinterest part. Using Pinterest is a fantastic way to grow your email list, but you have to be strategic. You can't just say, hey, sign up for my email list. You got to think like, what are they receiving? What do they gain if they do? This gets to that word opt-in. You've probably heard it and it's a marketing speak for I give you this, you give me your email address, right? I want to say too that there's very popular pop-ups that come on the site. I use Pinterest a lot. In fact, I'm using it right now to plan a trip to Portugal. I will tell you that the pop-ups that pop up right away are the most aggravating and frustrating thing ever because one, I don't know you. Two, I don't want to sign up for what you got yet because I don't know you. And I need a little bit of time. Let's just get to know each other first. So if there's a possibility of an exit intent, and what that means is where people are about to leave or maybe 5 minutes into them, 3 minutes, who knows? Just give it a minute, right? And even if you have a 20% off coupon, that is amazing. but I don't know you or what I'm even planning to buy. So pop-ups with that, just kind of like pump the brakes a little bit. Okay, so what to give away? We've done PDF guides. We've done special discounts. We've done quizzes all in the past. They are great and they're great options. And honestly, if you have a PDF guide, great. It doesn't have to be over the top right away. And I find for some people, they get in this fact finder mode or analysis paralysis. And they're like, is this the right thing? Is this an up? Just do it, right? Now, the key to using Pinterest to grow is you have to create a landing page on your website, or we have sometimes used them through ConvertKit or lead pages. I know there's another one out there too, Dynamic something. I don't know what it is. So I created a Pinterest planner. That means I needed to expand on it on a page on my website. So it could be simplepinmedia.com/Pinterest-planner. And I want to tell people how to use it and what benefit they're going to receive. This doesn't have to be very long. It's not like a long form sales page, but it should be informative enough for them to say yes and give over their email. So write a little bit about it. You're good to go. Now you're going to create a pinnable image for that page. I like to include on my image a little rectangular box that says download now, get the guide, so that they are prepared to receive something. And this little box on the image doesn't actually hyperlink. It just looks like it does, and it trains our brains to click on the image to get that guide, right? You could even put a sign up to receive this 13-page amazing Pinterest planner. Okay, so you've got your landing page, you've got your Pinterest image. You could even create 2 to 3 Pinterest images. And then pin it to the board that is most relevant to your opt-in. Now, this is where people ask me, how do I track? Okay, there's a couple different options. There's this thing called a UTM code that you can get with Google. It's just a tiny snippet of code that you add to the end of your URL when you pin. This would mean you would have to manually upload your pin to Pinterest. And then when you go to link the page, you insert the little snippet of code at the end. So you can't necessarily do this through a scheduling tool unless you upload it into the scheduling tool and then you added the link. So you could do it that way, but just upload it natively. It's no big deal. So then you can make sure everything gets onto the platform correctly. Save that UTM code, put it into a spreadsheet and track it that way. You can also do a special landing page for Pinterest users only. So what this means is it doesn't get shared anywhere else except Pinterest. Like, you're not leaving this link in your Instagram bio. You are making like a URL that's like simplepinmedia.com/Pinterest-planner-pin or something like that, so that I can know that that's the landing page. And you can duplicate landing pages on your site. So I can make a duplicate of it and put pin at the end. And that's the only one that I do with Pinterest. And then you can track it in Google Analytics. And then it kind of gets a little tricky from there. So you're looking at how many people have visited the page. And then you can even go maybe a little more granular and create a specific form or opt-in that is only through your email. So I recognize I'm getting like a little bit heady here, which is why the workbook is going to be the best. But I think my point being, there are several ways out there that you can track it so that you don't, so that basically you don't have to try to guess, right? But there is an element of guessing, right? Like, we don't always know. So in that sense, if you're listening and you are back at the point of like creating your opt-in and you're like, oh my gosh, Kate, I don't even know how to track. Don't worry about it yet. Don't let those things slow you down. Okay, so I've skimmed over a lot of topics here. I've gone really fast for some people, but I want you to know that the workbook is more in depth. If you're interested in deep diving into this topic, grab the workbook. You can get the digital download immediately on your computer. And if you're a printed off person, you can print it off. And little tiny hint, in our shop, there's a little welcome coupon if you're new to the shop that pops up. And it's not obtrusive pop-up, I'll say that. You can grab that coupon and use it on this. always looking for a deal here. The frugalness never goes away in my life. All right. I want to say this too. Thank you for listening to the Simple Pin podcast today and other days that you have listened. We're at almost 7 years recording this podcast, and I am beyond thankful for all of you who listen. And having just met a few of you at the Tastemaker Conference in Chicago a few weeks ago, I am so encouraged by what you are doing. Someone came up to me and said, your podcast has allowed me to grow so much that I quit my job. I was like, what? And Pinterest was their number one traffic driver. I know there are many more stories like that out there of you guys crushing it just by using the tips in this podcast. So I want to ask this, if you have never left a review, would you take 60 seconds and drop a few sentences? I selfishly want to hear from you because it's a little hard sometimes with podcasts. I'm a podcast listener. I totally get it. There's not a lot of great analytics. There's really not a lot of good things when it comes to feedback from podcast listeners because you're all over the world and you're in different places. So that 60 seconds to drop a review not only would mean the world to me, but it lets other people know what they can gain by listening to this podcast. So thank you so much for taking the time to do that. And thanks so much for listening.